Today, at the Irish parade, I caught one of these. Pat, I want that back for tomorrow. Now, how many referees does it take to screw a light bulb? None. They only screw playoff games. Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder, and Ray Charles would have done a better job than those NFL referees in the playoff game against the LA Rams. And the Louisiana Family Eye Care in Covington is offering no-cost eye exams to all NFL officials prior to the next football season. They don't want someone else to feel our pain. Jay Leno, former host of The Tonight Show, said, "I wanted to have a career in sports when I was young, but I had to give it up. I'm only 6 feet tall, so I couldn't play basketball. I'm only 190 pounds, so I couldn't play football. And I have 20/20 vision, so I couldn't be a referee." On Friday, we witnessed the retirement of Carl Arredondo, longtime meteorologist for WWL-TV. A key factor in Arredondo's decision to step down was failing vision due to a degenerative eye disorder called retinitis pigmentosa. His condition has worsened in the past 2 or 3 years, to the point where Arredondo said he was concerned it might eventually interfere with the pinpoint precision of his forecast. How is your vision these days? We all have physical blind spots. We all laugh or grimace when someone points out the piece of salad stuck between our teeth when eating in a restaurant. Some folks have been shocked or saddened to discover too late that a cancer has been growing on their back or scalp, hidden from eyesight. Therefore, we use mirrors, the help of good friends, and trained professionals to help us overcome those blind spots. As St. Luke winds down Jesus' sermon on the plain, I can just imagine Jesus playing a game of blind man's buff with children in an open field. Today, he offers us some directions in our ability to see clearly. When we say a project at work is being performed like the blind leading the blind, we are echoing Jesus' teaching. The message is easily grasped and understood. But how often have we experienced the nitpicking nag who quickly points out the fault in others while conveniently overlooking his or her own? Jesus' warning captures that sentiment very well. A variation on this would be for me to challenge you to hold one of those largest exercise balls and then to take a marble from the hand of another without dropping the ball. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit, Jesus said. The blindness that is less obvious and yet more dangerous is the blindness that hampers someone who is not even aware that they are blind. Jesus means here the lack of self-awareness to our blind spots, those dark places in our hearts and lives we cannot see correctly. What causes our blind spots? Ego, anger, haste, or our false sense of importance? What about the blind spots of our interpersonal and spiritual lives? A blind woman walking with her seeing eye dog asked a stranger for directions. The stranger knelt down and gave the directions to the dog. Who helps us become aware of those blind spots in our lives? Again, we have to give someone close to us enough permission to give us honest feedback in order to have this greater self-awareness. None of us can overcome our blind spots all by ourselves. Now, Jesus uses this metaphor to offer a stern reminder to faithful leaders. Whether in the congregation, or in our homes, or in our spheres of influence, we must be doubly conscious of our own personal integrity. In our society, we wince and mourn over headlines blaring out yet another example of a leader falling in spectacular fashion due to moral, financial, or legal failure. We witness this in the world of coaches entrusted to care for young athletes, owners of NFL football teams, bankers and corporate officers entrusted with the hard-earned savings of investors, and church leaders entrusted with the spiritual and moral health of youngsters and parishioners. None of us is immune to the possibility of personal failure. However, when leaders fail, especially when we use our special position of authority to conceal our misdeeds, the failure is even more catastrophic. And the failure ripples out into many innocent lives. This often brings a sense of shame and embarrassment that lasts for a long, long time. So what are the blind spots we miss when we cast attention away from our failures by directing the spotlight on the failures of someone around us? The better way to practice self-awareness is to overcome blind spots by keeping humble before God and before our fellow men and women, by praying and reading the scriptures as a mirror to our soul, especially as we approach the season of Lent. Also, by inviting spiritual direction from trusted, mature leaders to mentor and correct us as needed. A leader is only as effective if they are also a good follower. A teacher is only effective if they are also a lifetime learner. And a spiritual guide is only effective if they receive spiritual guidance as well. Jesus is calling us to purge ourselves of our own hypocrisy and our lack of self-awareness. In the end, who we are in our deepest self comes out eventually. As someone once said, whatever you are full of sloshes out when you are bumped. Or as Jesus concluded, every tree is known by its own fruit. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.